The very name of the Me Too movement implies that all women have a role to play in it, that the culture of harassment is so widespread that everyone has a story to tell. But as WHYY's Nina Feldman reports, many men who support the idea of the movement are still not exactly sure what they can do to help. She sat in on a training designed for men to gain the tools to do just that.
Last night, a group of about 30 men sat in a conference room in Philadelphia, snacking on pretzels and fun-sized chocolate bars, fuel for the difficult conversation to come about masculinity and gender roles. Facilitator Toby Fraser is with the Lutheran Settlement House's Men Can initiative. He said he expected the men would ask themselves some tough questions.
What are the messages that I learned about sex growing up? What might the harm be that I caused? How can I come back from that harm without feeling full of shame and guilt?
And what do they think about when they think of masculinity? Here's how one of the participants, Tyrone Melvin, answered that question.
It's usually associated with violence. So for me, we have to redefine that being masculine is kind of learning being loving.
Fraser says the idea is that if men want to stop sexual harassment, they have to think about where those norms come from in the first place. And they can be really deeply ingrained. He also recognized that this was a self-selecting crowd.
We definitely expect this to be similar to preaching to the choir. We've been thinking about it as going deeper with the choir.
Fraser hopes the men came away with the skills to talk to others about these issues. Many men in the group were just grateful to find a space where they could address the issue from their perspective at all. Some were even talking about starting their own discussion groups. Nina Feldman, WHYY News.